There they are. We can see two beautiful specimens, Homo sapiens, young people. You see, they're a little confused. It's not really surprising, of course. So it could happen at any moment now. The girl goes first. That's how it should be. She doesn't know what's happening to her. That's what it's like at puberty. A gland in her brain, the pituitary gland, produces hormones that make her grow. There's nothing she can do about that. Then she shoots up first the hands and the feet. Take a look. She needs new shoes. From now on, things start moving fast. Her breasts are now starting to grow. 10 years of age. Just imagine, the girl is now ahead of the boy, isn't she? Look at that boy. He doesn't have a clue what's going on. Oh, there he goes. While the girl's already starting to get pubic hair, the boy is only now embarking on puberty. The girl races ahead, pubic hair and breasts sprouting, and she shoots up in height. She's growing so fast that she can't keep up herself. She no longer has her body under control. Ouch! That must hurt. It's time the boy got himself some new shoes. He sees all kinds of things happening in his underpants. His testicles start to grow. At least, that's what happens first. After the testicles, the penis also gets larger. Sometimes he also has an erection, just like that. It just happens. If we're lucky, we can catch a glimpse of that. The girl is now in the middle of her growth spurt. After her arms and legs, her torso starts to grow. And now it's the turn of her hips and thighs. They all get broad. The bones grow and there's an increase in fatty tissue. The boy now starts to get some pubic hair at last. And some hair starts growing under his armpits too. And now he starts losing control. It's all going too quickly for his pup. Left, right, left after all. And something funny starts happening to his neck. He develops an Aden's apple. That's also responsible for lowering his voice. Well, well, the girl gets spots, yes. Her skin starts to get more oily in puberty. Ovulation can overcome her at any moment. I think she's really fertile now. The girl has her first menstruation. That can be quite a shock the first time. Yes, indeed, it certainly is a shock to her. She's having a period. That's the way we often say it. Now she's really a woman. And she'll have a period every month from now on. But the boy is also wound up. If things go according to plan, then we'll get to see real time his first ejaculation. Yes, yes, what a beauty. And it certainly won't be the last. Then the boy's torso. Ha, it's really launching him a long way. And oh, now he's developing spots too. Fortunately, his shoulders are getting broader. He'll need them. And that makes up for the spots. The girl has now passed the peak of her growth. From now on, she'll grow much more slowly. What's the boy doing? Scratching? Is that scratching? There'll be the stubble on his chin. First, fluffy hairs. Very soft. Yes. Like everything else to do with puberty, it doesn't hit everyone at the same moment. Some people, developments can last much longer, or go much more quickly, or look very different. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, now the boy is ready too. Maybe a few chest hairs. Very slowly. Things will carry on like that for a while. The girl is now really a woman, and quite some woman. Just look, 16 years old, and what a beautiful specimen. The boy can see that too now. He's exhausted. It's a difficult journey to puberty. But keep your eyes open. He's approaching her. She's completely mature. It takes a little longer for him. Great, isn't it? It's fascinating to watch every time you see it.